Hello to Mike Ferguson. Hey.
Howdy.
Welcome.
Thanks.
How you be? You can't play on your computer while you're talking to me.
Well,
do you have a game show going on there or something?
Well, if I get bored with the interview.
I see. I'll try to keep that from happening. So, Sunrise, I have known you not well, but for a few years, and associate you with what I will call progressive, or maybe the progressive portion of the Democratic Party, a political person. I know you have other interests as well, but politically is how I know you. How did you get into all of this?
I'd credit Bernie Sanders in a big way.
Uh-huh.
Many people in the community know that I took off from my little shed uptown with $200 in my bank account and traveled around the country six states in a 7-month period volunteering for his campaign. And it was just a life-changing experience, and it dedicated me to identifying what I could do to contribute to creating a better world. So that brings me to now with the Sunrise Movement.
What is it?
So the Sunrise Movement is a youth-led, they say 35 and under. I'm about to turn 36, so we'll see if I'm able to stay.
When is your birthday?
April 19th.
Oh my goodness, that's soon.
Coming up. So anyways, they're a youth-led environmental organization. They started about 2 years ago. Their initial push was to get candidates and elected officials of all levels to take no fossil fuel pledges. And they got over 1,000 people across the country to do that. And most recently, they've been focusing on supporting the Green New Deal resolution.
So can you tell me about that pledge, what actually it says?
Yeah, well, I was actually just in Washington, D.C. I was there for a couple weeks, and I got to shake Patty Murray's hand and hand her a folder with a pledge and asked her to look at it. And essentially it says that a candidate or elected official of whatever level will not knowingly take donations over $200 from fossil fuel executives, lobbyists, and such.
And it's quite unlikely that any fossil fuel executive or lobbyist would deal in a sum so small as $200. So that's basically saying none at all.
Yeah.
Which is all right. I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but that's an interesting way to go about it anyway.
Yeah.
And how many have signed, did you say?
Last I checked, it was over 1,000. So it's an effort to get the influence of fossil fuel money out of our political system, because it's been a dominant force, and it still wants to be a dominant force.
I was just reflecting on the fact that Mike Ferguson turns 1 year too old officially to be part of the movement, but
it's not exclusive.
I know. I was just thinking back to when I was seeing myself as part of a youth movement, and it was don't trust anybody over 30.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's been extended 5 years anyway.
Yep.
Okay, the Sunrise Movement has worked with this pledge and also the Green New Deal, and my sense is that it is the Sunrise Movement, perhaps more than any other entity, that is promoting the Green New Deal.
Yeah, they're the grassroots organization. It started with, I don't know, 10 or 12 people in Washington, D.C., and now it's expanded to, there's over 100 hubs. I'm a hub coordinator for the Olympic Peninsula. I think there's over 100 hubs across the country. And who knows how many thousands of people who have gotten involved. Obviously, the Sunrise Movement came on some people's radar when they did an office visit to Dianne Feinstein.
I didn't realize that was Sunrise that did that.
Oh, Sunrise, yeah. And so a lot of people saw her completely tone-deaf response to the kids who were coming in and asking her to do the simple thing of co-sponsoring a resolution, which is non-binding, that aims to help us transition away from fossil fuels in a just way.
So for those who have not seen the somewhat viral video or read about the somewhat viral...
Google it.
Describe it for us.
Oh, so there was Sunrise Movement and some students in the Bay Area. showed up to Dianne Feinstein's office.
Senator from California.
Yeah. And this was during a month of office visits that Sunrise was organizing. We did some to our senator's offices in Seattle and also went to Derek Kilmer's office in Port Angeles, part of a whole month-long push to get as much support as we could from our members of Congress. And so what happened with this one, Sunrise went in and there were some really young students, different ages, and you know, they came prepared and sharing their stories, and they asked Dianne Feinstein to co-sponsor the Green New Deal, and in a very tone-deaf way, she basically said, "I know better than you," and you know, you basically, she said, "Yeah, she
patronizing, kind of wasn't she?"
Yeah, reprimanded them. It's patronizing, and it was kind of a sad moment. You know, there's a lot of people who have appreciated Senator Feinstein for her work, and this was just a highlight of some of our members of Congress who are not willing to meet us in this conversation, because that's essentially what the Green New Deal is it's a conversation to start talking about how we're going to transition away from fossil fuels.
So how have Senators Murray and Cantwell, and for that matter Derek Kilmer, how have they responded?
None of them have decided to co-sponsor. I know that there was recently a write-up on Derek Kilmer in one of the local papers, and he said something to the effect that, you know, he doesn't want to, he called the Green New Deal a bumper sticker, essentially. And, basically they've all said that they support many parts, of the Green New Deal and are grateful that we're doing what we're doing, but they're not gonna, step forward and join, this massive youth-led movement that is demanding that our government take bold steps, because that's what's needed.
So aside from addressing the use of fossil fuels, what else is in the Green New Deal?
So it aims in a 10-year period to enact a massive mobilization of our country's willpower to essentially meet what the IPCC report says, saying that we have now 11 years to drastically restructure our society, and like you said, moving away from fossil fuels is one of them, but it also factors in a lot of the economic inequalities that are inherent in our system that have benefited the fossil fuel industry and the power structures that wish to keep that, and also factors in health concerns or some of the repercussions of all the pollution that is created by our current economy and structure. And so, you know, it advocates for Medicare for All in as part of it, and some people wish that they wouldn't have added that, but what I would say is the Green New Deal is looking at things from a holistic approach, not just one single issue, which is climate change.
It really is like a political party platform. Party platforms are comprehensive, and is the platform of the Green New Deal. What's been the response of Bernie Sanders?
What's the response of Bernie Sanders?
Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie's definitely supportive of the Green New Deal.
Is he signed on to endorse? Or
yeah, he's one of the co-sponsors. Yes, uh-huh. And 350.org, Bill McKibben's organization, it's led some of the largest actions, climate actions, in recent years. Very influential organization. 350 recently did a study of all the current candidates and
current candidates for president.
And there were only and so the study was, do these candidates you know, are they meeting the demand of the IPCC report, and are they in alignment with things like the Green New Deal? And Bernie was one of the three.
I would like to know the other two.
Yeah.
You don't remember, though, huh?
If I were to think about it, I would...
You have another 10 minutes or so okay. You can think about it while we're talking. In going through information about the Green New Deal and about the Sunrise Movement, actually, and maybe even more so about the Sunrise Movement, I did encounter Bernie Sanders' name, but I really encountered Alexandria Ocasio. Cortez. Thank you very much. How did I forget that?
AOC.
Yes, at any rate, AOC. And that's why people say AOC, because they don't want to make fools of themselves forgetting her whole name like I just did. At any rate, that's the name and the face that comes up over and over and over again. She really is an inspiration for the younger people, isn't she?
Yeah, definitely. And she's the House sponsor of it, of the Green New Deal resolution. And in the Senate is Ed Markey, who back in, 2009, worked on, introduced a bill that the Green New Deal built off of. So Senator Markey has already been pushing for some of these things. And Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the organization that she's working with has been working with around the Green New Deal, which is called, I believe it's called New Consensus. That's the organization that has helped craft some of the language of the Green New Deal. They've taken it to new levels.
The Republican Party in Congress does not seem to be supportive. That seems to be, in fact, totally hostile.
Yeah, obviously.
But you need more votes than the Democrats can offer you.
Say that again.
Said you need more votes than the Democrats can offer you.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I said, this is what this, my view of it is, it's a big conversation starter. And hopefully by 2020, we'll have the political will in the House and the Senate and in the White House to take bold action and to meet some of what the Green New Deal, hopefully all, that'd be great.
Probably 2021, because the newly elected candidates won't be sworn in until 2021. But maybe you'd like also the Green New Deal to be part of the campaign, at least for some of the candidates.
Yeah, oh yeah. And I obviously Jay Inslee is putting forward that he's going to center climate issues in his campaign. And so we'll see what he's able to bring to the table and how he's able to push the conversation. I know I have friends in Port Townsend who wish he were better on certain issues for our state. So some people say he himself has room for improvement. So we got to be honest with all of this.
So Sunrise Movement 35 and under, is there a companion movement or some thought of there being one for 36 and older? I'm double 36 myself.
Yeah. Well, so it's not exclusive to youth. And they have some of the crew. I was in Washington, D.C. I went to, let me rewind. Just a few weeks ago, I went to Philadelphia for a three-day training with other hub coordinators. There were about 40 of us. It was wonderful information overload. And then after that, I went up to Washington, D.C. For 2 weeks to plug in with the National Sunrise team. Their office is out of the Sierra Club office in Washington, D.C., right next to Union Station. So it's right there. You see the Capitol. And, you know, some of the people, to get to your question, some of the people who have been forming the Sunrise Movement, they crafted a document which is for people essentially 35 and up, and how they invite elders, you know, older people in communities to get involved in the Sunrise Movement. And there's somebody here, Shelley J. She's the mother of one of the people who co-founded the Sunrise Movement in Washington, D.C. I saw that she's actually going to be going to Bainbridge to be doing a little talk on basically talking off of that document, which is guidelines for people who are not you know, quote, youth.
That are a bit older anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we can see the movement growing in that way, as well as more and more people, younger people as well. Uh-huh. I mean, I would think that would be the intent.
Yeah. I mean, this is all of our lives. This is the health of our planet that we're trying to change things for, and the health for future generations, and to have a habitable planet. So
here we are in Port Townsend, and you are the coordinator for the entire peninsula. How do people get in touch with you? How would people 35 and under or over or whatever, how would they sign up to participate? And you must have meetings and activities of other sorts?
Yeah, it's been slowly forming. And coming off of this training that I did in Philadelphia, there's a lot that I'll be able to bring to the community. So an easy way to contact is sunriseolympicpeninsula@gmail.com. So you could send an email. I'm doing sporadic newsletters. There's nothing. Hopefully once we launch the organization, there will be, you know, regular newsletters. And I will also say that on Sunday, April 21st, which is the day before Earth Day, Easter Sunday, we're going to be doing a town hall event. There's going to be, it looks like, some people from Students for Sustainability, Port Townsend High School Students for Sustainability, somebody from Local 2020 Climate Action, and also a city councilor, Bainbridge Island City Councilor, who helped pass a local Green New Deal resolution for his community, are all going to join this Green New Deal town hall. And so it's Sunday, April 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. And that's at the Rosewind Common House off of Haines and Umatilla. And the address for Rosewind Common House is 3131 Haines. If you're on Facebook, you could look for Sunrise Movement Olympic Peninsula, and there will be details there.
I was going to
ask
you if you had a Facebook presence.
Yeah.
Assumed that you would, and you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the quickest way for people to find you then, to track you down. Oh, what would you like to see this organization be doing locally once it's organized? And I realize now it's not, that you're just forming it. But once it is organized, what are some activities that you would like to see it do?
Well, definitely what we've started doing is reaching out to other environmental organizations across the district, and building relationships with them, seeing where we could help out with their efforts. In Washington State, there's a number of bills that have been introduced that look pretty promising and to start to address climate issues, environmental issues in Washington State. I can't list them off the top of my head, but so definitely want to be partnering with other organizations. The town hall is a great example. You know, we're bringing in people to present information from their perspectives. And we definitely want to continue building up support for the Green New Deal resolution. And so there will probably be, I'm going to guess that we're going to eventually be pushing to see if our city council will do what Bainbridge Island just did and, pass a local Green New Deal resolution. And hopefully that could be a focal point with many other organizations.
Well, don't forget the Board of County Commissioners. By
sure.
The way. You know, we are in Port Townsend, but we are in Jefferson County.
Yeah,
and for those of us who don't live in Port Townsend,
right,
that's a consideration. And perhaps also the PUD board. You know, the PUD provides electricity at, I think, 98% carbon free, or some high percentage anyway. So they may be the most willing of all to sign on.
Yeah. Well, the city council was an example. Just drawing off.
I'm one of those. I was going to ask you a moment ago how you keep the elders from meddling with the organization, and there I was meddling with your organization.
You're adding to the conversation, and And that's essentially what we hope to do, is to put climate issues front and center and see what we could do locally, see what we could do statewide, and see what we could do nationally to start to transition away from this destructive, extractive, pollutive way of living that we've gotten locked into. And you know, you and I bike all everywhere. We're essentially human filters for everybody's vehicles. It's hooray for that.
Are we speaking for our lungs or for our intent? For anyway, our lungs. One more thing I was pondering. Who makes decisions for the Green New Deal? There's an organization nationally.
Yeah.
Are you part of it? And is there a board of directors? Is there a president? How are decisions made?
Yeah. It's a fairly decentralized organization. There are people who have specific roles. And, you know, I connected with somebody in D.C. who's the director of strategic partnerships. And his task is to be reaching out to national organizations and to various people from different perspectives to help inform the Green New Deal as it continues on, because it's a living, you know, it's a living document. The resolution was introduced, but there's still communities that the Green New Deal the Sunrise Movement wants to hear from in helping shape the Green New Deal.
So are there recording artists, are there songs that one might associate with the Sunrise Movement?
Let's see, do you have one queued up?
Well, I have one queued up from the last movement, which to me was a long, long time ago in the 60s.
Yeah.
And I am going to play that. I intended to play that before you came on, and I simply forgot. So I will play it now. I gather that there really isn't the equivalent of Bob Dylan and the times they are a-changin', because we would like to think the times are a-changin'.
Well, should I play as long as people get involved, and as long as people support organizations that are helping changes, then the times can indeed change. And you're welcome to. I can't think of any off the top of my head. I can't think of any songs that are specific.
The next time you go back
to
D.C. and talk with a national organization, you might put in their heads the value of an anthem.
Oh, yeah.
And this was the anthem in the 60s, one of maybe several, but perhaps maybe the most notable of all. Mike Ferguson, thank you for coming.
Thank you.